Acts chapter 16 is where my Bible's marked tonight. Open up there, Acts chapter 16. Those good words that read by Brother Donnie a few moments ago are going to be the text of our lesson here this evening. So you're slipping back in and finding that song invitation that Brother Steve has selected for us to sing at the appropriate time. Let me take this opportunity to welcome all those who are out with us tonight. Got a good number out for us Sunday night, even though we have folks that are traveling, that are sick. We've had some with some of our visitors here. We want you to feel welcome. We want you to feel like our honored guests here at the Clarksville Church of Christ. Come back again and again. We've come to the part of our worship where we're going to continue to honor and worship God, and by giving Him the glory, by preaching and teaching His Word. Peter one time said in 1 Peter 4, verse 11, if any man speak, let him speak the utterances of God. And he closes that verse by saying that God in all things may be glorified. And so we're going to glorify God right now by preaching and teaching His Word, but not just preaching and teaching it, but you as the audience, listening, studying, meditating upon it, and then make an application to your life that you might be able to bring forth the fruit that brings the honor and glory ultimately to God our Father through Jesus Christ. Thank you for being here tonight, and as I'm going to utilize my PowerPoint here to my left, your right, I'm going to give you book, chapter, and verse for everything I've got to say tonight. So you might know from where these things are being garnered. I ask you to take out a pencil, piece of paper, write down these notes. Think about these things and study it for yourself to see that these things are actually so. In Acts chapter 16, in verses 1 through 8 there, that was read so well a few moments ago, we are introduced to one of my Bible characters, and that is of Timothy. Timothy is a very interesting Bible character. He is one that we've been studying through the book of 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. As we've studied other books, he is mentioned. Timothy is here in Acts chapter 16, chosen by the Apostle Paul to join him and Silas at the time on their second missionary journey. And Timothy, for those of us who are good Bible students, is very well known. He mentions him, that is, Paul mentions Timothy at the beginning of six of his epistles. Paul sent him on many missions and his personal emissary to the churches of Corinth and the church at Ephesus. He is mentioned in the book of Hebrews, and in that context says that he may have been imprisoned himself. And as we've been studying Timothy, and as we're putting together lessons, and we're still actually in the study of the book of 2 Timothy, I got to think about Timothy. You know, there's a lot of things about Timothy and his life that you and I would do well to think about, meditate, and even add some of these characteristics and attributes to our lives. And really, a lot of these things could be learned by just simply asking this question: what if I had been Timothy? If I had been Timothy, could these things have been said of me? For instance, if I had been Timothy, would I have been said to have listened to my mother? In Acts chapter 16 and verse 1, then he came to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewish and believed. We learn in the context of some of the epistles the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5, Paul talks about that sincere faith that he believes was in Timothy, that was first in his grandmother Lois and in his mother Eunice. He goes on in that same book in chapter 3 and verse 15 to talk about how he has known from a child the scriptures, which was able to make him wise unto salvation. Timothy had listened and learned at the feet of his mother. In Proverbs 1 and verse 8, the wise man says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. Again, in chapter 6 and verse 20 of that same book, my son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. This young man had the proper respect that God had said in the commandments of the King commandments, as Paul talks about in Ephesians 6 and verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. For this is the first commandment with promise, that it might be well with thee, and that thou mightest live long upon the earth. This man had the proper respect for his mother, his parents, and listened to them. In Colossians 3 and verse 20, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. This is well-pleasing unto God. A lot of problems that we have in the world today is because people have not listened to their mother. Many times I've been in big boardroom meetings with big executives and things of this nature, and I smile every time one of them will say something like, well, it's just like my mother used to say, if you had been Timothy, would you have listened to your mother? But also, I want you to see this, or think about this. If I had been Timothy, would I have known the scriptures from my youth? Again, in 2 Timothy 3:15, and that from a child, Paul said, talking to Timothy, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And I ask that question, do we know the scriptures? Can you give me book, chapter, verse on, for instance, the plan of salvation? If I was to ask you right now, write down what we think of many times, the five steps of the plan of salvation, six being remaining faithful, could you do that? Do you even know what the steps are? Here, where would we go? The fact that we need to believe, what scripture would you turn to? The necessity of repentance and change, what scripture might you write down? That I need to confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, what scripture would you give me in regards to the command or an example? How about baptism? You're talking to a friend or a family. What scripture would you go to see the command of the Lord, the teachings of the apostles, and what people did in New Testament days? Would we be able to find how it is that we need to continue to remain faithful? What if I had been Timothy? Could it have been said of me then that I have known the scriptures? If the plan of salvation is too mundane, I mean, if that's just too simple, how about in regards to worship? Can you write down the five acts of worship that the New Testament church is involved with? Can you give me a scripture for each one? Either a command or an apostolic example or an approved example or a necessary inference of why it is that we worship like we worship. How about the church? Listen, a lot of people squander the youth and squander the time not studying the Word of God and not knowing it. We are going through right now what we are calling the spiritual bodybuilding. That is the theme, that is the idea of our elders. And one of the things we've been asked to do is daily Bible reading, meditating on different words of the God, and looking to ourselves to improve ourselves spiritually. How about that? How about the idea that I'm going to learn something, maybe even very basic in regards to Scripture? I'm going to know where that Scripture is. I don't remember where that Scripture is. Jeff Hunt knows where that's at because he's made it a mind that he's going to memorize that Scripture. Each and every one of us, ladies and gentlemen, need to be dedicated to the Word of God. What if you had been Timothy? Could it be said of you that you knew the Scripture? But also, how about this? In verse 2 of Acts 16, it says, he was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. What if you had been Timothy? Would have been able to say that you have a good name, that is, a good reputation. We need to understand that having a good name, being one of good reputation, that is one that is a child of God, living upright, righteous lives, is of utmost importance. Being known as someone for the Word of God, your good works, your good attitude, serious-minded, not a goof-off, someone that can be counted on to do a good job. The wise man said in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 1, a good name is better than precious ointment. Many a times I was able as a child to do things that maybe others were not able to do, or I was able to be exonerated for things because of a good name. People said no. I remember one time the story of my parents coming up on a car accident, and the car that was involved in that accident looked a lot like mine. And they were very concerned about that. As they got up there, they asked the officer about it. And they said, yeah. Said, when we opened up that car door, there was nothing but a bunch of beer cans that fell out on the floor. Mom and Dad said, phew. Okay. So they knew I was not involved with any of that. Well report of in Lystra and Iconium. If I was Timothy, would I have a good name? So it says, well, nobody knows anything about me. I don't have any reputation. No, yeah, you do. We all have a reputation. The wise man said in Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 11, listen to this. Even a child is known by his goings, whether they be pure and whether they be right. Even a child is known. And all of us who've went home and talked about somebody's child knows that, don't we? Even a child is known by his goings. What if I had been Timothy? What would have been my reputation? Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not trying to indict you. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm not trying to make you ashamed. I just want you to consider to learn some things from this young man. And if we need to make changes, the great thing is we're here and we're alive and on this side of eternity, and we can make the choice to change. If we'd been Timothy, would we have had a good reputation? But also, what did I be a Christian even though my father was not? In chapter 1, or verse 1 there, I see that his mother was a Jewish, but I also see that his father was a Greek. In verse 3 it says, him would Paul would have gone with him, he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek, not a proselyte. He was not a converted Jew. He was a Gentile, was not a Christian. And the people knew about that. But even though his father apparently was not a believer, Timothy still was. You know, a lot of people use all kinds of excuses not to obey God or be more faithful than they should. And one of them is something like this. Well, I would if my wife would. Well, if my husband was a better Christian, then I would be. Well, if my mom or my dad was a Christian, then I would have been a Christian. Well, what if you'd been Timothy? Would you have been a Christian? In Matthew 10 and 34, Jesus says this. Think not that I'm come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's foe shall be of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. I personally know people who both parents have told them that if you go there and you're baptized, don't bother coming home. I won't say their name because people here know who they are. They were baptized anyway. What if you had been Timothy? Even though your father may not have been a Christian, would you have been a Christian? How about this in verse 3? Him would have Paul go forth with them, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews were in those quarters, and they knew that his father was a Greek. If you had been Timothy, would you have removed a stumbling block? Timothy didn't need to be circumcised to be saved. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 6, Paul said, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything in Christ, but faith that worketh in love. The whole Jewish council in Jerusalem in Acts chapter 15 was discussing this idea. But Timothy knew that if he was going to be effective in saving others, he may have to give up something personally for himself. You know, he had to sign a letter of consent to allow Paul to do that. If you had been Timothy, would you have went that far? In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 19, for though I be free from all men, yet I have made myself servant of all, that I might gain the more. And to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that were without law, as without law, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak I became weak, to the might that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. How about you? Maybe it's our dress, the way we wear our hair. I know a fairly well-known gospel preacher, and everyone here, I believe, almost to a person would know who he was. And he's told me, stayed in my home during gospel meetings. He's told me at places that they've given him a call when he would wear a beard. And told him if he shows up wearing a beard, he might as well pack his bags, go on home. Now, he had every right to wear a beard. But he shaved it for that meeting. I've been to places where they did not want me to wear a tie. And I did not know how badly they did not want me to wear a tie until I showed up in my tie. I took the tie off. How about you? What if you're at liberty to be able to do something, but it's offending someone. It causes someone else to stumble. What would your attitude be about that? Would you be claiming your rights? Paul said in 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 9, "But take heed lest by any means that this liberty that is yours becomes a stumbling block to them that are weak. Wherefore, if meat will make my brother to offend, I will eat no more flesh while the world stands, lest I make my brother to offend." What if you had been Timothy? Would you have removed the stumbling block? I tell you something else about Timothy that impresses me. It's found in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 23. Paul there says, "Drink no more water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine often infirmities." What if you had been Timothy? Would you have continued to serve and be faithful to God even though you were sick? Many of us have often infirmities. And if we're not careful, we'll become disillusioned. We'll become discouraged. And it's difficult to serve. I have been in situations at times where I've had things that linger and linger and linger to the point of debilitation. And it's so discouraging. The Apostle Paul here is on his second missionary journey. He went, that is Timothy, went with him. He sent him to Corinth. He sent him to Ephesus and other places, and possibly even went to prison. Often infirmities, but yet still served. Remained faithful in his faith and trust in God. Epaphroditus in Philippians 2 and verse 25, "Yet I suppose it necessary to send unto you Epaphroditus, my brother, companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger, that he might minister to my wants. For he longed after you and was full of heaviness because that you had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick, nigh unto death, but God had mercy upon him, and not only on him, but me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when you might see him, you may rejoice, and that I may be less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness. Hold such in reputation, because of the work of Christ, he was nigh unto death, not regarding his own life, to supply the lack of service toward me." These people were sick. They were sick often, but they remained faithful to the Lord. Old age and other things happen to all of us, and these things can be crippling. I'm encouraging us, remain faithful, remain strong in the Lord. Even if you can't be here, remain faithful and strong in your mind to the Lord. If you had been Timothy, and it had been said of you that you had often infirmities, would you have continued to serve? And finally, I want you to see this. Would you have remained faithful though persecuted? Timothy was not immune from persecution that came upon the Apostle Paul. We find him in such places as Philippi, Athens, Ephesus, and Rome, where Paul was beaten and stoned. Yet through all of that, Timothy remained faithful. In 1 Corinthians 4, verse 17, "For this cause have I sent to you Timothy, who is my beloved son, faithful in the Lord." I'm sending him to you, even though he's seen the suffering of a man who preaches and teaches the gospel of Jesus Christ, he is remaining faithful. "Know ye," the Hebrew writer says, "that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom, if he should come shortly, I will see you." Timothy may very well have been put in prison himself. He had that sincere faith that Paul talked about in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 5. Most of us, when things are going well, don't mind being faithful to God. But when things go wrong, our attitude may shift. James says, "Brethren, count it all joy when you fall in many temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that you might be perfect, entire, lacking nothing." He goes on in that same book in chapter, verse 12 this time, "Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him." I like Timothy. I've enjoyed those studies. And I just ask you to consider his life for a minute. If you had been Timothy, would you have listened to your mother? Would you have known the scriptures from the youth? Will you know your scriptures now? would we be well reported of in Lister and Iconium? Have you been a Christian even though your father may not have been? Would you have removed a stop of butt, continue to serve those sick, and remain faithful though persecuted? Some great attributes by Timothy here on this occasion, and things for you and I to meditate upon and add into our life. You listen well tonight. I appreciate that very much. We're about to stand to sing a song of invitation to encourage you. Maybe there's one in our audience tonight that's not been obedient to the words of God when he said, go into the world and preach this good news. He that believes it and is baptized shall be saved. Timothy heard that message and he was obedient unto it, and he remained faithful. Revelation 2 and verse 10, be thou faithful even unto death, and I'll give you a crown of life. Maybe there's something here. You've done that, and there's something else you might need for us to help you with. The Lord will allow from this good book to get you back on that straight and narrow path that leads from this low ground to heaven above. We're here, ready, willing, and able to help you at this time. We extend the Lord's invitation to you right now. We're going to sing this song to encourage you. So if you're subject to him in any way, come forward now as we stand, as we sing.
Almost persuaded.